is dealing news via remote.
The leaders of the world's economic powers are gathering for the first in-person summit since the coronavirus pandemic. Italian Premier Mario Draghi is welcoming the group of 20 heads of state in Rome. Climate change, economic recovery, and the global minimum corporate tax rate are on the agenda. Saturday's opening session was focused on global health and the economy, with a meeting on the sidelines for key leaders to discuss next steps on Iran's nuclear program. Italy is hoping the G20 will secure key commitments from countries representing 80% of the global economy ahead of the UN climate conference that begins Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will donate 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to developing countries as part of efforts to share vaccines with countries that sorely lack them. Johnson made the announcement as he arrived in Rome for the summit of Group of 20 leaders, which started Saturday. The UK says 10 million doses have been sent to the United Nations-backed COVAX vaccine sharing program, and 10 million more will follow in the coming weeks. They join 10 million doses that have already been delivered and form part of Britain's commitment to share 100 million doses with needier nations by mid-2022. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has paved the way for children ages 5 to 11 to get Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, but there's one more hurdle. Next week, advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will discuss which youngsters should get vaccinated. In the meantime, Pfizer plans to start shipping millions of vials of the pediatric vaccine to doctors' offices, pharmacies, and other vaccination sites. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has recorded another record of daily coronavirus deaths, even as authorities hope to stem contagion by keeping most people off work. The government's coronavirus task force on Friday reported 1,163 deaths in 24 hours, the largest daily number since the pandemic began. It brought the total death toll to 220,000, by far the highest in Europe. To contain the spread of infection, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a non-working period from October 30th to November 7th, when most state organizations and private businesses are to suspend operations. He encouraged Russia's worst-hit regions to start sooner, and some ordered most residents off work earlier this week. Working to patch things up with an old ally, U.S. President Joe Biden told French President Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. had been clumsy in its handling of a secret U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia, an arrangement that left France in the lurch and rattled Europe's faith in American loyalty. Biden and Macron greeted each other with handshakes and shoulder grabs before their first face-to-face meeting since the deal was publicly announced in September, marking the latest American effort to try to smooth hurt French sensibilities. Biden didn't formally apologize to Macron, but conceded the U.S. should have not caught its oldest ally by surprise. The U.S.-led submarine contract supplanted a prior French deal to supply Australia with its own diesel-powered submarines. The U.S. argued that the move, which will arm the Pacific ally with higher-quality nuclear-powered boats, will better enable Australia to contain Chinese encroachment in the region. Macron told reporters after the meeting, "We are building the trust again. Trust is like love. Declaration is good, but proof is better." The U.S. Justice Department is in talks to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to each child and parent who was separated under a Trump-era practice of splitting families at the border. The Wall Street Journal first reported that the government was considering payments of around $450,000 each to each person affected. A person familiar with the talks told the Associated Press that figure was under consideration but changed, though not dramatically. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the discussions are private. About 5,500 children were split from their parents under the practice. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.